Blow, you winds, you winter wellings, shake me, quake me, test my failings, you'll not find me wanting courage, you'll find steel runs through my veins, shriek your piercing wails around me, your sharp cries will not astound me, you'll not find me wanting courage, not for all your frighting pains.
Warlike, great battalions of steely clouds filled up the sky and blotted out the moon, the bear, the centaur, and the city lights that had till then kept company with the king. But as the murmured threats among the mountains grew to fierce war cries ripping through the sky, the western star's warm glow shone faintly still. And so the king drew close his cloak and pulled a second woolen wrap about his shoulders and one for his gray mule and carried on, straining his voice above the whipping wind.
Snow, until the night sky blanches, shower me with avalanches, you'll not find me wanting courage, not though all your powers you bend.
And as he sang, great stinging balls of ice began to rattle through the mountain crags, and snow, like woolen curtains, filled up the sky and soon filled up the steep ravine, the king's dark path, with knee-deep white, heavy, and wet, and thickening by the minute. And through the blizzard slapping at his face, the king stretched out his hand, seeking the reassurance of his mule's gray mane, but finding only sharp pinpricks of ice, his arm completely lost in white. But still, though nothing else could penetrate the blinding world of snow surrounding him, the star shone faintly, pointing him the way. So Balthazar pressed on, and digging through the whistling drifts of snow, he raised his voice.
Throw, unite your fires to me, shoot your piercing arrows through me, you'll not find me wanting courage even at the wide world's end.
A crash of thunder smote the night and cut brave Balthazar's song short. In one instant, the sky lit up a deep blood red. The swirling snow was fire. The knoll was dark.